Okay, now let's look at the contact process. You see, this in the contact process, it is the production of one of the most important industrial chemicals, okay? And that's sulfuric acid. Tons are produced every year of sulfuric acid, somewhere around 200 tons or something like that. A lot of sulfuric acid is produced. And you know, in the production of sulfuric acid, chemistry is demonstrated, and they decided, whoever it was, that you know, why not include this in the syllabus for the chemistry students, because it's a bit of practice of what you learn, and you know how you learn about reactions and conditions, you know. So understanding the reactions behind this contact process is good for chemists, you know. So yeah, now this contact process is in three stages, okay, and but four reactions. So we're going to have to know four reactions and the three stages of this contact process. Right, now as I said, sulfuric acid is arguably one of the most important industrial chemical produced in the world today. Now, we're going to look at some sources of sulfur, because we need sulfur for the production of sulfuric acid. Now, sulfur has different ways of getting it. One way of getting sulfur is getting it from natural gas or crude oil. Now, these have unwanted organic compounds of sulfur, okay, and they have also hydrogen sulfide, which is removed from it. So crude oil and natural gas have unwanted organic compounds of sulfur, and you can remove, and you can obtain sulfur by removing those unwanted organic compounds from crude oil and natural gas. Another way we can get sulfur is combustion of sulfur compounds like zinc sulfide, okay, to form zinc oxide and sulfur dioxide, SO2. So in this case, in the second one, we won't be forming sulfur as an elementary in its elementary form, but we will be getting sulfur in an oxide, which is sulfur dioxide. And this sulfur dioxide, as we are just about to see, is also what is produced when we have elementary sulfur reacting with oxygen in stage one. So remember the two sources of sulfur. We say that we have natural gas and crude oil. You can get that from natural gas and crude oil, or you can get it from burning or the combustion of some sulfur compounds like zinc sulfide. And when you burn zinc sulfide, it means you react it with oxygen, you form zinc oxide and sulfur dioxide. So zinc and sulfur, the bond breaks, and then zinc bonds to oxygen to form zinc oxide, and then the sulfur bonds to the other oxygen to form sulfur dioxide, SO2. Now, we're going to look at the three stages involved in the production of sulfuric acid, because the contact process is about the production of sulfuric acid. But before we go there, let me just go through some of the uses of sulfuric acid that you're going to have to know. One is fertilizers, which is by far the most common use of sulfuric acid in fertilizers, okay? Like ammonium sulfate, we need sulfuric acid for the production of those fertilizers to help sulfur deficient soils. Now, we also use it for the production of detergents, okay? For the production of pharmaceuticals, for the production of fibers like paper, for the production of dyes, for the production of paints, for the processing of metals, all that we use sulfuric acid. So remember, we have fertilizers, detergents, pharmaceuticals, fibers, dyes, paints, processing of metals also. We use sulfuric acid. So it is a wide range of uses. I've just stated some, and you're going to have to know some for the exam. So it'll be good for you to know some of those uses of sulfuric acid. Remember, we are forming sulfuric acid in the contact process. Now, let's look at the three stages and the four reactions. Now, in stage one, we have sulfur reacting with oxygen to form sulfur dioxide. Now, when anything reacts with oxygen, it will be burning. It's called combustion. So reacting with oxygen is called combustion. So stage one, you could call it the combustion of sulfur, or you could say the combustion of molten sulfur, or the production of sulfur dioxide. Why did I say the combustion of molten sulfur? In stage one, please note that the sulfur that reacts with oxygen is not that yellow powder that you see, because sulfur is yellow powder in its elementary form. It will be a solid and it's yellow, so you'd find it like that. But now they melt it before reacting it with oxygen. So they melt it and then they spray it and into a furnace, and they react it with oxygen in that furnace. Okay, now so stage one, you would have sulfur liquid reacting with oxygen to form sulfur dioxide. Okay, that is stage one. Stage one, you'd have sulfur reacting with oxygen to form sulfur dioxide, which is a gas. Now stage two, you'd have this stage two is more like the bottleneck. It's the most important stage in the production of sulfuric acid. Now stage two, we will get back to it after I explain stage three and come back to stage two. But stage two has the conditions that you state. If you're asked to state the conditions for the contact process, you'd state the conditions in this stage two. And what is stage two? In stage one, we had molten sulfur reacting with oxygen to form sulfur dioxide, SO2. Now, in stage two, we would have sulfur dioxide reacting with more oxygen to now form sulfur trioxide, which is SO3. So we would have SO2 reacting with oxygen to form sulfur trioxide. So now here is when we need that catalyst. The vanadium 5-oxide is our catalyst in the contact process, and we need it at this stage. And we also need our 450 degrees Celsius at this stage. And we also need our atmospheric pressure at this stage. So this is the important stage, and it's an equilibrium reaction. So we would have our SO2 reacting with oxygen to form sulfur trioxide. And here we have V2O5, which is vanadium 5-oxide catalyst and 450 degrees. Please note that it's called vanadium 5-oxide not because there are 5 oxygens. It's called vanadium 5-oxide because its oxidation state is 5. So its oxidation state is 5, 5 plus, okay? Vanadium, it will be 5 plus, so note that. It's called vanadium 5-oxide because its oxidation state is 5. So don't be confused later on if you see some funny names. Its oxidation state is the one that goes with its name. Now, 450 degrees Celsius is the temperature for this reaction. We'll explain the conditions later. Now, let's look at stage 3. Stage 3, we now have the sulfur trioxide, and all we have to do now is to absorb it, okay? But we could have absorbed it to react it with water, because if you have SO3 reacting with H2O, you can get your H2SO4, which is sulfuric acid. But we do not react it with water at this stage. Why so? Because when we react it with water at this stage, it will be so hot, and a mist of sulfuric acid is formed, okay, which is air, and it can escape. If not, it takes so long to condense into the liquid form that we need it in. So this is such a nuisance, and we do not react it with water. But instead, We absorb it over concentrated sulfuric acid. So we would have some pre-produced sulfuric acid that we are going to put our sulfur trioxide in, and this is concentrated, okay? So we would have concentrated sulfuric acid, and we would absorb our sulfur trioxide over this concentrated sulfuric acid, and this reaction produces what's called oleum. So we would have SO3 reacting with H2SO4, which is concentrated, and we would get H2S2O7. That's oleum. If you just add up, you still get it. Don't worry, you don't have to have it in your head. If you add SO3 to H2SO4, you'd have H2 and then S2 and then O7, and that is called oleum. Now, oleum will just then at a later stage be diluted with water, and then you'd form a lot more sulfuric acid. So you'd first form oleum, and then you dilute it with water, and you'd then form your sulfuric acid. So that's stage three, the absorption of SO3 in concentrated H2SO4, and then that dilution of that H2S2O7, which is oleum. You add water, which is H2O, and then you'd form 2H2SO4. So you'd have more moles of sulfuric acid at the end. So please note those four reactions and three stages. Stage one, we would have sulfur reacting with oxygen, and we said it's molten sulfur that then reacts with oxygen to form sulfur dioxide, SO2 gas. And then at stage two, which is the important stage where we have all our conditions here, that is now sulfur dioxide reacting with more oxygen, so that is the combustion of sulfur dioxide. You then have it form sulfur trioxide, and that is an equilibrium reaction. Now, we know that all combustion reactions are exothermic. They produce heat, they release heat, exo really. So all combustion reactions are exothermic, okay? They are exothermic. So, and this is an equilibrium reaction, okay? So we would have sulfur dioxide reacting with oxygen to form sulfur trioxide, and we have our vanadium 5 oxide catalyst, and we have a 450 degrees Celsius temperature, and we also have atmospheric pressure. Now, we'll go now to the conditions to explain a little bit more so that I would, so we understand. Now let's look at the conditions. We said we'll be looking at stage two. That's where all our conditions are. Now, according to Le Chatelier's principle, in stage two, because it is an exothermic reaction, for us to promote that exothermic reaction, what do we need to do? We need to lower the temperature of the reaction. Lowering the temperature of the reaction would lead to what? The right forward reaction being favored, so we would have a higher yield of sulfur trioxide. But now, having a higher yield of sulfur trioxide, we would get that, but with a low temperature, we would have a very, very slow rate of reaction, because remember that rate of reaction is proportional to temperature. Now, increasing the temperature would increase the average energy of the molecules, okay? The average kinetic energy, and then they would have successful collisions. So now, for us to have a higher rate of reaction, we need high temperature. But having a high temperature will forward the backward reaction also. So here we need to have a compromise, so to say. We need to have a compromise temperature, one that favors, that has a high rate of reaction, but it doesn't favor the backward reaction too much. And what is this compromise temperature? It's 450 degrees Celsius. So we use that as our temperature in the contact process. So you have to see that. Now, one more thing though is when we have very, very high temperatures, the other disadvantage is that we would have our combustion chambers tearing down. So we wear out our combustion chambers by having a high temperature. And so we don't want to do that, because that will increase the cost of maintenance and also the cost of the fuels. Remember, we need fuels to produce the heat that we're going to use in the combustion reactions, stage one and stage two. So because of that, we don't end up using so much fuel, because one, you'd lead to the production of some gases that we don't want, okay, greenhouse gases, and also it's very, very expensive, and it leads to the degradation of the environment. So that's a little bit of geos. The expense or the cost of fuels and the cost of maintenance gets very high when we use high temperatures. So please note that we also need to use a compromised temperature, a bit lower, so that we have our chambers lasting longer and we preserve our fuels. So yeah, that's what you need to know, and we're going to look at a lot more in the following episode. Thank you for listening.